You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Auburn Undercover Podcast, live on the 24/7 Sports Network. Christian Clemente here, joined today by Jason Caldwell. Been a little bit since we've had a recruiting podcast. I think the last one might have been with Cooper. I've been slacking a little bit there, but we're going to get rolling back into it. Auburn has definitely been rolling in recruiting. We've been the ones slacking, not Auburn. In terms of visitors, it's been a pretty crazy sprint so far, Jason. Kind of what we expected. We expected it to be very busy, especially after how it was last year. It's kind of notched up a little bit, which you would expect in year two in terms of getting more guys on campus, getting more elite guys on campus. And we're going to talk about some of the most recent ones over the last week or two, preview what's ahead this weekend, Easter weekend. They'll still have some guys on campus on Saturday. Before we do that, if you're watching on YouTube and you have not subscribed to the channel already, definitely make sure to do that down below. Totally free. It does not cost you anything. We are very close to 10,000 subs, and that's something we're pushing pretty hard for. So if you're on YouTube, make sure to do that. If you're just listening to the podcast elsewhere, appreciate you tuning in. And everyone on Auburn Undercover that's over there is a subscriber, that's listening. We really appreciate y'all. Jason, I think probably the most noteworthy guy that we need to start with, we'll kind of work our way backwards a little bit. Looking at the Tuesday visitors, it was a really good list for a Tuesday. Alvin Henderson, the reason we're starting with him, noteworthy. He said that as of right now, he's planning to commit April 5th. That would be next Friday, the Friday before A-Day. He said he's going to hit Miami this weekend. He said he might hit Penn State next week. He said he might come back to Auburn next week as well. That's one that I've had a crystal ball in since June of last year. Kind of gone up and down a little bit, running back coaching change, other schools making a push. Here in the home stretch, though, it feels like Auburn is still the team to beat.
It does. I mean, I think there are, you know, a couple things working when you think about potentially what the running back room may look like next year. There's going to be some opportunity there, you know, on this roster. I think that's one of the things that you look at. The other one is proximity. He's a guy that's been to Auburn a bunch. I mean, a ton. You know, last summer would come and stay for two or three days at a time. And you're right, there's a new position coach for him, but Derrick Nix has come in and jumped right in with both feet. And I think that's been important to him. When saw him in the visit period, earlier, we'll I'm sure go see him again in this visit period. He's been to Auburn a couple of times, and you're right, he was back again, you know, this week, just to kind of be there. And I think that's something that is really important for Auburn. This is a kid from a small town. Relationships are important. I think that's a big deal for him. And so I would agree. I think that I would consider Auburn to be the team to beat for a guy that's, we felt kind of that way all along, even though it's had some moments where you go, oh, am I, you know, maybe somebody else is making a push, because pretty much everybody has tried to get in on Alvin Henderson. He's kind of one of those guys this year, but Auburn has been kind of the slow and steady wins the race for him, and we'll see if that pays off.
Yeah, and the thing with Alvin too, I think there was a time, at least in my mind, where, you know, Derrick Nix comes in, he's offering new guys, Other guys are coming in a little bit. We've seen Usman Chroma. A Kylan Deere was on campus a couple weeks ago. Or no, that was last Friday. Usman was on campus a couple weeks ago. There was a time, not recently, but maybe a couple months ago, where I was thinking, you know, is Alvin a can't-miss guy for Derek Nix and his staff? Is this a guy that they're going to really dig their heels in on and make sure that they get? From everything that we've been able to gather since that point, he is. He's a guy that they do not want to let leave the state. This is a guy that they want really badly. It is going to be a two running back class, but they're pretty dead set on Alvin Henderson being one of those guys. Hugh Freeze is a big part of that. Hugh Freeze was really active in his recruitment while Cadillac Williams was here, obviously still active in his recruitment now as well. So Auburn's kind of dug its heels in there and said, you're not leaving this state. No matter what, we will make sure that we get you. Another one of those guys that was on campus on Tuesday, Jason, that I think Auburn will do the same with, although I don't think he is in a rush to make a decision at all, especially after talking to him, Anquan Fagans from Thompson. Ball hawk of a safety. Whole family is very close with Charles Kelly. Obviously, they have that connection there. And Auburn has definitely prioritized him very heavily.
Yeah, there's a lot of connections at Auburn. Obviously, Charles Kelly is one of those, has been recruiting him and his family for years and years and years. That's a big deal. He would be his direct position coach, which is a big deal. So I think those are two huge things in Auburn's favor. Charles Kelly's the guy that we've already seen have an impact in recruiting, have an impact with the guys already on campus. Some of these guys are like, hey, that's the guy I want to play for. I think we've heard other kids say, hey, look, the history he's got of coaching and producing guys in the NFL has been a big deal. So I think you look at Fagans as one of those guys, connection to Charles Kelly. Obviously, he's at Thompson. Caleb Harris is already on campus, so you have a connection there. But Fagans is originally from Calhoun County, right there next door to Sylvester Smith. Those guys know each other very well. Braden Joyner at Oxford. They were together.
He mentioned Antonio Kite yesterday as well.
Antonio Kite. There are a lot of connections for Anquan Fagans at Auburn. A ton. I think that's a big deal. I really do. He's a guy that got brothers USC. He's had, you know, this is many a family that's been big time recruits now for 7-8 years when you've had a trio of guys coming through. But I think in the end, this is a guy that has that feel for Auburn. He's come back a few times. Obviously, he's going to be recruited by everybody. But you're right, ball hawk. This is a guy that reminds you of the guys that Charles Kelly has had, whether it be Brian Branch at Alabama, whether it be those guys that we've seen at Florida State, Derwin James, some of those guys. He kind of gives you the same feel, Christian, because we watch him and all he does is just the football. I wouldn't say the football finds him. He finds the football. And so this is – he's one of those guys that you look at and going, hey, put a gold star right there as a guy that if Auburn could get that guy, get another foot in the door at Thompson with Caleb Harris last year, it's a school that's going to continue to produce guys. And so I think that's definitely got to watch.
Yeah, talking about ball hawk, looking at his stats over the past 3 years playing at the highest level here in Alabama, two interceptions as a freshman in 2021, 9 interceptions as a sophomore in 2022, and then 7 this past year, including, I believe it was 2 in the state title game against Central, if I remember correctly, which was a really impressive performance. In terms of schools recruiting Fagans, he has official visits scheduled to Clemson, Miami, Georgia, and Washington, actually, of all places. He's going to visit Oregon this spring as well, unofficially. He said he's going to hit Auburn in the fall for an official visit. He said he's not really in a hurry at all to make a decision. So I think that one has a long way to go. But again, that's someone that I think Auburn's going to put a lot of pressure on. Jason, do you want to hit quarterbacks or tight ends? We have 3 quarterbacks or 2 tight ends, both from California, that we can touch on. No, your mic's muted.
Sorry, I was like, you know, we can stay in the defensive backfield and touch on Martellus Carter if we want to.
Real quick. Yeah, we'll touch on him. That's a good idea. It might have been last Tuesday or maybe last Thursday. Auburn had Tuesday, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. It was sometime last week. Auburn had Martellus Carter, the number one recruit from the state of Kentucky, on campus. It was Thursday because it was before Pro Day. They had him and they had Drake Stubbs. Drake Stubbs ended up committing to USC a couple days later, despite saying that he was 100% open. After his visit, that's one I expect Auburn to still continue recruiting. Martellus Carter, that was really interesting, Jason. First time on campus, I think Auburn made a really big move for him And, you know, it's what you just mentioned in terms of the DBs. He said, look, Charles Kelly put on Derwin James's film. He put on Jalen Ramsey's film. He put on my film next to it in high school and said, here are some of the things that you do similar that I think that you could really help with the defense. I think Kentucky was the leader going into that visit. I think after that visit, there's obviously a visit high of sorts, but I think Auburn is right there, if not the team to beat right now after his visit.
Yeah, another playmaker, and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for guys. I mean, he's not the 6'2", 225-pound safety. He's not small, but he's not this huge guy either. But he's just a player. And, yeah, it's pretty obvious when you listen to him talk and then you say, hey, they made him a priority. And I think that's a big deal. And so, you know, can you get him out of the state of Kentucky? Kentucky's a team that's really pushing there. And so, but you're right. I think Auburn has definitely made some serious traction for a guy like Martellus Carter. And so, what's that group look like? A lot of it could depend on what the group looks like this year and you get into the season and how these guys perform too. So a lot to be done, but these are guys that we talked about that they want to be a part of this 25 class.
Let's go to the quarterbacks. I'm sure that's what everyone wants to know. On Tuesday, Auburn had Juju Lewis back on campus, the 5-star USC commit from Carrollton. It's at least his second time on campus this spring. He was on campus for a Friday visit. It was supposed to go into a Saturday practice. 7-on-7 ended up changing that, so he had to go out to, I believe, North Carolina for a 7-on-7 tournament. So he only ended up meeting with the coaches on Friday. I believe he visited another time in the spring as well, but we know for sure that he was on campus this past Tuesday. That comes on the heels of Auburn hosting. He'll be a 5-star quarterback, Husan Longstreet. He's ranked number 28 right now in the country in terms of overall players. So if he stays in that top 32 range, he'll be a 5-star. I believe in the 24/7 quarterback rankings, Juju Lewis is 4, Husan Longstreet is 5. So there you go. So those guys have really emerged as the top two quarterback targets. Guys behind them, you know, maybe if you miss out on those guys, a Cutter Woods. Jason, let's start with Husan Longstreet because he was there all weekend. It's really kind of whittled down to Auburn and Texas A&M. He's still going to visit a couple other schools, originally from Louisiana. So while he is technically playing his high school football in California right now, he has ties to the South. That was something that I asked him after his visit. I said, hey, did you feel comfortable down here? Is this a place you could see yourself at? And he said, for sure. And then the interesting thing coming out of that is, you know, he has a planned commitment date for April 14th. But he said, look, there's a chance I could be back before then. And I know Auburn's pushing really hard to try and get him back on campus for A-Day here a week from Saturday. So we'll see if that visit happens. If that happens, it would be a very good sign. If that visit doesn't happen, I don't necessarily think it would be over by any means. I still think Auburn positioned itself really, really well after that visit.
Yeah, two quarterbacks that kind of a little bit similar. Husan Longstreet is probably a stronger arm, maybe a little bit more physical quarterback, but neither one of these guys are guys, again, that are 6'4", 6'5", big pocket pass guys. They're both guys that can maneuver around, make plays, and kind of the new age quarterback a little bit, where you're going, hey, these guys that are really athletic can find their passing lanes, RPO games, and so intriguing when you think about a guy like Husan Longstreet. Like you said, that I think the ties to the Southeast are big. And you're right. We'll know a lot more about this in 2 weeks, whether it's, you're right. It won't be over if he doesn't show up for A-Day, but if he's in Auburn for that A-Day game, then I think all of a sudden it ramps up things pretty quickly for Auburn in terms of maybe potentially grabbing, their quarterback in 25.
Yeah, and if it's, if Auburn does not land Husan Longstreet on April 14th, then their fallback option kind of turns to Juju Lewis, who's still committed to USC. And I don't want to say fallback, that's the wrong way of putting it, but, he'd be the lone top target remaining, I guess you could say. Of the 1A, 1B, 1B would still be remaining, or 1A would still be remaining, however you want to dial it up there. And he's planning to take official visits this summer, so I'm sure if Auburn did not get Husan Longstreet, Jason, that then they would turn their attention to getting him back on campus as quickly as possible for an official visit this summer and see where things happen from there.
Yeah, I think this is one where Auburn makes both those guys the highest of priorities. And then, you know, when Husson Longstreet commits, if it's not Auburn, they'll continue to recruit him. But obviously then you push forward even more for a guy like Juju Lewis. He's a, you know, Juju's guy that has been playing at the highest of level since he was a freshman, led it, you know, Carrollton to a state championship. He has been in the center of attention since he stepped foot on the field. He's continued to get a little bigger and stronger, more physical. Still one of those guys you look at and you go, he's not, not a guy that you think about the big physical pocket pass guy. He is a guy that's exceptionally quick release, really good in the pocket, but can obviously get outside and make plays. And he's just tough because he's been there and played in a ton of big games at Carrollton. So if Auburn winds up with one of these two guys, then it would be a massive quarterback haul for Auburn in this class.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of this class, Auburn's already started to turn some attention to 2026 as well. I want to touch on Dia Bell, who was on campus on Tuesday for a visit. We only have 100 guys ranked in 2026 right now. This guy will be a top 50 player. I believe it's On3 has him as a fringe five-star right now. I think Rivals has him ranked within the top 50 or somewhere there as well. So once we update our 2026 rankings, I'm sure he'll be somewhere in that range as well. Jason, he was with his dad, Rajah Bell, the former NBA player, for a full visit on Tuesday. I got to talk with him on the phone. It sounded like it went really, really well. Look, he was really excited. Auburn was one of the earlier schools in his recruitment. He said he wants to come back either this fall for a game or maybe even this summer for a camp, he said as well. And this is, I think this could easily be Auburn's top quarterback target in 2026. And the interesting thing with him as well is He said he wants to have a decision probably before his junior year. He said nothing's set in stone, but he'd like to do something a little bit earlier. So if you're Auburn, it'd be a dream scenario to get a Husson Longstreet, get a Juju Lewis or whoever in 2025, instantly turn all your attention at quarterback to Diabel real quick, and then get him to lock in before his junior year in 2026.
Yeah, you're right. I think the first thing you think about is bloodlines. When you have a dad that played a long time in the NBA, a guy that obviously really athletic, physical, and you know his dad was 6'4", 6'5", shooting guard. Diabel's a guy that's going to continue to get a little bigger. And when you think about him in terms of size at 2026, he's going to be a longer, longer body quarterback. But, again, you can tell by the way he talks and by what Auburn's telling him that this is a guy that's very high on the board. There's no question about it. And so I think you look at Diabel, South Florida, so not that far away. Dad played at Florida International coming up, and Auburn has had success, going down there and recruiting that area over the years. And obviously now you got, Weston McGriff is recruited down that way. And obviously Charles Kelly has recruited that way. And now you've got Kent Austin and this quarterback group and Derek Nix as offensive coordinator. They got a lot of guys to target in and hone in on a guy like that.
Marcus Davis as well. That's his area. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens there at quarterback. Let's touch on two of the tight ends that were on campus recently. Ben Angamoa has been going to work, and especially hitting the West Coast. He had A.J. Ia on campus, the four-star tight end out of Orange Lutheran, I believe it is, over the weekend. He had him on campus for the full weekend with his family, and then he turned right back around and had Caleb Edwards, a guy that we saw in San Antonio, who's originally from California. We saw him for the National Combine there in January. So they had A.J. Ia on campus over the weekend, had Caleb Edwards on campus for Monday, Tuesday, and left on Wednesday earlier today as we're recording this, and then the podcast will be posted on Thursday. But Jason, already have two tight ends, got some insight from these guys. Caleb Edwards specifically said that Angamoa told him recruiting five guys and five to six guys or so there at tight end, and it's between whoever jumps in the boat first, really. To get that third tight end spot there as Auburn looks to finish its tight end class.
Yeah, no, and these guys, you look at both of these guys, obviously A.J. Ia, long, stretch the field kind of tight end. And we saw Galen Edwards in San Antonio, and he's a guy that looks like an NFL body tight end already doing the things he does. So think about pairing with the two current commitments they have that are both bigger body guys, that kind of give you a little bit of both, a little bit of the loop deal feel in terms of the blocking, but guys that can run and do some stuff too. There's no question that you look at the emphasis of tight end. They want to be a team that uses multiple tight ends, that's a part of the weapons on this team. And there've been a lot of Auburn fans for the last 10, 15 years that have been waiting to hear words like that. This is a staff that fully intends to make that a part of it. We saw it last year. Rivaldo Fairweather transfers in, and you see, bits and pieces. We saw Brandon Frazier doing a little bit more, obviously those guys. And so I think you can see what they want to do, and you're going to lose three of those guys this year. When you think about Fairweather, Luke Deal, Brandon Frazier, all three guys that will be gone after this season, barring some sort of craziness. So they're going to need to replenish that to go along with the guys they have currently on campus. And so, Michael Riley there, bringing a tight end from Maryland, and then you go, okay, you got to get some younger guys ready to go. And that's the goal here in 25.
Yeah. So we've seen those guys, a couple other guys, expected in on Friday is Andrew Olesh. I believe he is from Pennsylvania or somewhere in there. Let me see. I just had his profile pulled up. Yes. He's from Pennsylvania. So that's a guy, a couple other targets as well that have been on campus that will be on campus within the next week or two here as well. So the tight end class is almost done actually already, and then just try and add one more guy there. Let's hit on a couple offensive linemen maybe and then close it out. Cardae Smith was on campus over the weekend, the big offensive tackle from Williamson. It should be mentioned as well. Totally should have probably started the show with this. Ty Buster committed to Auburn during the Yale game, so a little bit of tough timing for him, unfortunately, but that's the way things go sometimes. So he commits.
Got a little lost in the day, but really good pickup. It's a guy that we feel like is vastly underrated. A lot of that comes by where you're playing. He's a guy that's not in one of the power states in terms of football players. I think he's a guy that as people get to see him more, I think you'll continue to see his ratings rise. I think Auburn believes he's a guy that's going to be a big timer.
Yeah, they really like him as an interior guy. And, you know, funny enough, I was thinking about it. Last year, one of Auburn's underrated guys that they liked the most was DJ Barber, who committed on July 4th, and it kind of got overshadowed when Cam Coleman committed to Texas A&M that day. Well, Ty Buster commits to Auburn on a Friday night at halftime of the Yale game. Auburn basketball obviously loses that game, and it gets overshadowed quite a bit, but drawing parallels there a little bit. Jason, let's talk Cardae Smith a little bit, and then I want to touch on Josh Petty for the last guys in terms of previous visitors. Cardae Smith, a guy that we saw at camp last summer, has grown a good bit in terms of his frame.
I talked to him the other day, and I said, dude, you don't look like the same person. He looks more like a power forward now. He is trimmed up, and he wasn't ever a really big guy, but you can see how much taller he's gotten. He's trimmed up his frame. For, you know, last summer, we're like, he could be a right tackle. He might be inside. You look at him now, and you go, that's an offensive tackle. That's who he is. So I think you look and you go, what's Auburn trying to accomplish? They're trying to restock that offensive line group. And what you like to do is get guys that can play tackle but are also athletic enough to play guard if needed. He's one of those guys. And so, you know, Antonio Coleman's his coach. Got a couple of young guys that Auburn will continue to recruit as well. But I think Cardae Smith's a guy that you look up and will be surprised to see him back on campus again. And I think Auburn's in there to the very end for him.
Yeah, he said Auburn, Mississippi State, and Florida State are really his main three. He said his previous visit was the Iron Bowl, and he said Auburn and Tennessee were his top two. So if you want to look at the one consistent there from visit in end of November to visit in March, it's Auburn. And I still think Auburn is definitely sitting in a very good spot there. He said he wanted to have a decision before his senior season. Excuse me. The other last visitor that we'll touch on, look, there's a bunch. We could go on for like 3 hours in terms of the guys that have been on campus. But let's touch on Josh Petty. He was on campus last Tuesday, the five-star offensive tackle from Fellowship Christian, I believe, there in Georgia. He is a guy that still needs to add some weight, but you can see his frame is pretty incredible in person. He looks like a true NFL offensive tackle when you see him. This is a five-star guy, obviously a huge target for them. If you want to talk about like huge, huge, highly ranked top targets for Auburn's offensive line, it's Josh Petty, Andrew Babalola, Broderick Schull. We don't have ranked as highly, but some other services have him ranked really highly.
I absolutely love that guy.
Yes.
There are a bunch of them. You're right. They've done this. You're right, Josh Petty. You mentioned something. You're like, if you draw up what NFL offensive tackles look like when they're 16, 17 years old, most of them look like Josh Petty does, which is 6'5", 265, where you're going lean, athletic, you put on good weight, you don't have to worry about losing weight, getting in shape, you're adding weight to a guy that's an athletic guy. And I think that's what he is. You look at all these guys that have gone on and the numbers of guys that were NFL All-Pro offensive tackles that were big tight ends. Well, now these kids understand it and high school coaches understand it. This 260-pound tight end now, you go, okay, you're 6'6 or 6'5, 260. Now you're an offensive tackle. You aren't a tight end any longer. The tight end's 6'5, 215 coming out of high school. That's what he is. So I think it's created a different path for guys like this. And all of a sudden you look at really big, really athletic, a guy that can easily play at 315 by the time he's done and will still look like a guy that could step out there and play basketball, but just a fantastic player. And Auburn's put themselves in a mix.
Yeah. Let's touch on real quick to end it here. Just a couple of the visitors that'll be on campus this weekend. If you guys want the full list and running recruiting live updates, stuff like that, make sure you're over at auburnundercover.com. In terms of some of the big names that'll be on campus, probably the biggest one is five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, guy from Mississippi who's been on campus a couple times this year already. Great relationship with Marcus Davis. Great relationship with Derek Nix. Derek Nix was the guy that recruited him at Ole Miss, so that's very helpful for Auburn here as Auburn tries to pull him out of the state there. Jonte Gilbert from over in Georgia. Already mentioned Andrew Olesh from Pennsylvania. There's an offensive lineman who was scheduled to be here from California. Need to double check if he's still going to end up making it for his visit. Some other guys as well. It'll be another eventful weekend in Auburn. It's Easter weekend, but Auburn practices on Saturday, so they're not going to take any time off in terms of getting guys on campus.
Yeah, I think, yeah, obviously Caleb Cunningham, you look and you go, man, the more talented, big, physical wide receivers you can get on a roster, the better off you are. And I think that'll be a tremendous one. That's a guy that pretty much everybody in the country is going after. When you look at it, at what he's done, his the way he plays, his offer list. I mean, this is the Auburn did it last year. They got that guy and those guys in Cam Coleman and Perry Thompson as part of that tremendous wide receiver class. But you can't just do it once. You got to keep doing it because creating competition, creating more of those guys, that's the goal. And so you look and they're going, hey, look, we're not satisfied. We got to have more of those guys. And obviously you look at Caleb Cunningham and they're going, hey, look, come join it. Come make everybody else create that competition ladder even more. We've already seen that show up this spring with what Cam Coleman's done. And we haven't seen Perry Thompson and Malcolm Simmons on campus yet. That's the goal, is to go out there and go, look, hey, have a bunch of those guys and, okay, may the best man win. And that's why you recruit a guy like Caleb Cunningham to try to come in and join the ranks.
Yeah, speaking of that, I should have mentioned him. I forgot that his visit got moved. Travis Smith Jr. From Westlake is also going to be on campus this weekend. Supposed to be in last weekend. 7-on-7 moved it to this weekend. Same thing. He's a 6'4", 190-ish wide receiver from Westlake. Huge body. There's a picture of him with Cam Coleman. He's actually a little bit bigger than Cam. Now, he's not quite as fast as Cam. You can only create so many Cam Colemans in terms of size and speed. But Travis Smith is a guy that I really, really like at wide receiver, and Auburn does as well. They're trying to pull him away from Georgia. Pulling him out of Georgia and away from Georgia will be tough, but he already has an official visit set, and he'll be in this weekend as well. So that's a name I forgot to mention. But
Sure. You know, we talked about Cam Coleman as a Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green type of guy, and you think about Travis Smith, and I think about, you know, one of the guys I just went blank from Texas A&M, the place for the Bucks.
Mike Evans.
I think Mike Evans. I think big physical, hey, come try to stop me at the line of scrimmage. I'm going to body you, do those things. I think that's what I think about with a guy like with Travis Smith. So different types of guys, but all guys that needed – when you think about Ole Miss, when they were at their best with Hugh Freeze, they had big body guys that were different types of receivers that all complemented each other. And I think that's what they in a perfect world they would love to add in this class.
Yeah. Any final thoughts, Jason, before we close it out? I think we ran through at least most of the important visitors over the past couple weeks.
I think the thing you mentioned earlier is that just the importance of keeping guys on campus and getting guys back. We saw the opposite of that and how much of an impact that had when we had weekends where there weren't visitors. Where there weren't junior, you know, there were junior days with no juniors. This staff, you look up and every day there's a couple of guys on campus. Then they practice, there's 8 to 10 guys. And then you get to the weekend, there may be 20, 25. And they've still got an evaluation period to go back on the road again. Here, I think it starts the end of April, the last week of April into May. They got another evaluation period to go out and hit the road. And then we're gearing up for what's probably going to be a really busy, maybe 3-week stretch of June where you have, you know, camps, some official visits thrown in while they're doing those things and those first few weeks. And Auburn didn't want to do a bunch of those. But there'll be some of these guys from across the country, places where it's almost impossible to get to Auburn on a weekend where they're playing high school football, that they go, oh, I'm taking an official visit. I'm going to do it June the 10th. So there may be some of those situations this summer. So this is kind of gearing up towards what's going to be a really busy end of April, May, June period for them. So getting these guys on campus starts to set up some of those potential visits when they can come back on again this summer.
For sure. I mean, a guy like AJ Ia, we talked about earlier, he actually was supposed to officially visit in the summer. He moved it to the fall. It worked out with his bye week. He's going to come for the Oklahoma weekend. So you're seeing some of that already in terms of official visit setup. Carde Smith has his set up for the summer. Same with Travis Smith. And we've had that all covered at auburnundercover.com. So appreciate everyone that tuned into the podcast. Again, like I said earlier, if you're watching on YouTube and not subscribed already, make sure to do that down below. That subscription on YouTube doesn't cost you anything. We've been pumping out video content, video interviews, practice highlights, all kinds of stuff, podcasts. We're going to get more consistent. I promise.
We will have more things. We got some special things brewing that are moving forward as we head into the summer, into the fall and next year. Some new things that you can get here on our YouTube page at auburnundercover.com. So like I said, sign up, come join us, and we're going to have a lot more moving forward.
Yes, we're going to have a ton of stuff. We will have a recruiting podcast for you next week. I promise we're not disappearing again. So look forward to that next week. If you're not at auburnundercover.com, definitely make sure to check us out. Everybody have a good Easter weekend. Before you check out for the weekend, come check us out on Saturday because we'll have recruiting stuff. Jason will have his baseball stuff, obviously. We'll have coverage of the scrimmage. We'll have intel coming out of that. So definitely make sure to come check us out over there. And we will catch you guys soon.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.